Sunny Galbraith, supervising teacher at Orchard View School, west of Sebastopol, created and directs the student-run composting program on the adjacent Apple Blossom Elementary School campus. She explains that it's done mostly by teams of four fifth graders.
Each fifth grader has 1 week a year where they're on the compost team, and they help the kindergartners through fourth graders sort their lunch waste. Then we come back to the compost area, and in our worm bins we compost the fruits and vegetables, and then the other food waste we send in the green bin to the county compost. And we also recycle.
Over a decade of doing this, Galbraith says they've had a significant impact.
We have vastly cut down the amount of food and recyclables that we send to the trash. And I estimate that we've either composted or recycled about 70,000 pounds over the 10 years.
Last week, on the final day of the program for this year, I watched as the current team of fifth graders went about their task with purpose, guiding the younger students in placing their scraps, leftovers, and cardboard trays into the correct bins and boxes, before moving everything to the far side of the campus. There, recyclables were separated, while the compostables were dumped into round black plastic containers full of worms in rich dark dirt. There, explains student Sophia Shordyke, the next step is chopping.
You put the fruits and veggies into this box with soil, and you chop it so the worms can eat it. And at the end, when we're done, we turn it over.
That's not everyone's favorite step in the process. Sometimes, adds Rowan DeVore, chopping can be hard.
Normally the apples are pretty hard, and if it's a whole banana, it can be hard. And the watermelons are really easy.
Nearby, Kalina White is rinsing out the emptied bins with a hose nozzle.
We're rinsing out the leftovers from the fruits and veggies, the other food besides the fruits and veggies, and the recycling.
The fifth graders are supervised by high school students from Orchard View, such as senior Lily Epstein. She says participating in that role is valuable to her, too.
I get to learn how to manage teams. I get to learn how to work with kids, how to kind of appeal to them and keep them focused and make sure that they understand the importance of what we're doing and at the same time know why.
And she's confident they do.
Most of them understand the big picture of it. The rest sort of see it as good for the school. Either way, I don't think I've ever worked with one of the kids who thought it was a bad idea or thought it was dumb. They all seem to really respect the project and enjoy doing it. They all sort of fight each other to get out here.
I got some confirmation of that from fifth grader Shayla Halderman.
I like that, like, we get to, like, help out with feeding the worms and stuff, and we just get to help the planet.
Most of the finished compost is used in the nearby school garden, but some, explains Galbraith, helps sustain the program itself.
We sift the compost, get the worms out, put it in little gallon bags, and we sell it as a fundraiser for our program so we can buy more grabbers and gloves and tools.
What's the going rate?
$5 for a little 5-pound bag.
And it always sells out quickly. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.